Biggest data leak in history, the Panama Papers. I'm Bill Radke. More than 11 million files reveal how the rich and powerful secret their money away in offshore accounts. Maybe they just want privacy. Maybe they're dodging taxes. Maybe they're hiding crimes. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Iceland stepped down after the documents suggested he's been hiding millions in assets. How did the Panama Papers story break? Bainbridge Island resident Bill Buesenberg was involved at the start. He's the former vice president of news for National Public Radio and former head of the Center for Public Integrity, which ran the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that broke this giant story. Buesenberg told me how the 400 journalists of the ICIJ pulled off the biggest media collaboration in history.
I call these people the Jedi Knights of the investigative journalism world. They're the best people everywhere you could work. In England, it's The Guardian, and The Guardian assigned four reporters to this. In France, it's Le Monde. They work with ICIJ, the international consortium, to dig into it to the for the names of people in their countries, and then they share that information with all of the other journalists. In this latest case of the Panama Papers, it's about 400 journalists working together around the world.
Why does the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists exist?
It was built 15 years ago to do just this kind of cross-border work. This is a global world. There is no media organization singly that I think can tackle the things that are working cross-border so much. And ICIJ was created to do that in a way that's, you know, affordable, because you can't hire 400 journalists for a year to work on a single project. But with The Guardian paying their reporters and Le Monde paying their reporters, you can do this kind of work on a collaborative basis. And that's what ICIJ was set up to do.
What was the hardest part about breaking this story?
Well, the data is big, unstructured data. We're talking about 11.5 million files. Just imagine going through 4 million emails. This is a massive 2.6 terabytes or something like that. The computer programmers break it down country by country, and they give that data to the reporters in that country, and then they start digging on it and sharing that information, as I said. But it's very difficult data to work with, and it took a long time. That's why this was really working more than a year, some say 2 years, from when they started the data and got it and started spreading it out. But I think working with the data, and then you have to go and ask the people who are named to respond. That's why Vladimir Putin started condemning the international attack on him a week ago, because his office was asked to respond because of all the data they found of the $2 billion that he and his friends had squirreled away in a secret account. And that was in the data. But we got a response from everybody, or a no response from everybody. And that's the time-consuming part of this investigation.
So it's a remarkable global journalistic collaboration. What's the most important thing that's going to come of it?
Well, I think the impact is in the transparency that this creates. We're already seeing fewer offshore accounts. People set up those accounts and they were told these will be secret forever. You never have to worry about it. Well, ICIJ has been digging into these now. The last four big projects have released massive amounts of data of offshore previously secret accounts. When that becomes public, people are now understanding how it works. There's public outrage. That stiffens the spine of governments to start sharing the data and trying to close these loopholes. A lot of this is legal, that it was set up that way, but of course it allows bribery and arms deals and tax evasion and financial fraud and drug trafficking to occur because it's secret. So governments now, I think, are on notice that they need to take more action to prevent this. And that's the biggest result of having, you know, 100 media organizations publish something in a 24-hour period. It has a big impact that governments are going to be dealing with for quite a while. I think you'll see more resignations. There will be more. There'll be more arrests eventually. There'll be more things coming out of this. And that, I think, contributes to the fact that it's a new world with this kind of data disclosure.
Will Americans go to jail?
Well, the president spoke about this yesterday, about closing loopholes, but there aren't a lot of American names in here. It's pretty easy to set up a secret account in the United States, in fact.
We already let you do that.
Yeah.
It's called Nevada. It's called...
Right, right. You don't have to go through Panama to do it. So you don't find a lot of Americans in here yet. There are some, and there will be some other disclosures coming out down the road. But, you know, I don't know that this is going to change everything in the United States, but I think our collaboration... Our government collaboration, the Justice Department work with other countries, really is changing. And there have been now new laws, certainly in Europe, and in the way that we share data And that if you have a bank account in another country, that bank is sending that information to the U.S. government and the U.S. Treasury. So it's making the tax evasion that comes out of this, I think, harder, little by little.
We're talking with Bill Buesenberg, former head of the Center for Public Integrity, of which a part was the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that broke this gigantic story. Why is it important for journalistic collaborations like this one to exist?
You know, I love this project. I love the way it worked because nobody can do this kind of thing. No single, not even the New York Times or anybody can take on this kind of a big project this way and work all over the world at the same time with so much data. So I think ICIJ, as it's called, the International Consortium, is needed to do that work in the global world that now exists. Investigative journalism is something I believe in. It's important. Disclosure, transparency, accountability, this is important work being done responsibly. And I feel like this is real journalism went on for a very long time, and the reporters kept it secret themselves until they agreed upon date when it could all be published. And they knew then that the impact would be much bigger when it came out all at once.
Will global journalism lead to global transparency?
Well, we're in that world. I hope so. This is like chipping away at the secrecy that exists that allows all this nefarious stuff to go on. So this is chipping away at it. You know, this is just one law firm in Panama that had this much data going back 40 years. There are hundreds and hundreds of others. So this is not, you know, going to disclose everything, but I think it puts a lot of secret account holders on notice that there's not going to be secrecy forever for what they've done.
Bill Buesenberg headed up the Center for Public Integrity. That's the group that runs the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that broke the Panama Papers story. Bill Buesenberg lives on Bainbridge Island now, and he is the editor of KUOW's Elections Project. The U.S. Justice Department says it's reviewing these so-called Panama Papers for evidence of corruption or violations of American law. President Obama says the massive document leak is evidence that world leaders should do more to crack down on individuals and corporations that try to dodge taxes.